Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And I want to speak a little bit about the issue of the sick with you all today. As mentioned in my previous podcast earlier this week, the World Day of the Sick is this Tuesday. This episode will come out a day after that. And as Catholics, we have the sacrament, the anointing of the sick, founded in a biblical foundation of A, Christ being the healer and healing and giving that gift of healing to his apostles and his disciples. And then we also see a practicum, a way of that being fulfilled in the letter of James. And one of the things I want to highlight is the need and the necessity of the faithful within the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Some people think it's like confession. It's just the priest and the person, and that's far from the truth, even for confession. One of the fundamental aspects of the sacrament of the sick is the prayers of the faithful around the person. Yes, the sacramental minister, the one who gives out that sacrament, is the priest. But there is also an intrinsic role in relation with that sacrament of the prayers of the faithful. Those gathered around play a fundamental role. Not only do they call for the priest, but their faith can also stand in for the person if they are to the point in their illness where they can't give consent themselves. It's one of two sacraments where that is valid, the other one being baptism. When we baptize a baby or a child, they can't consent to the faith, so the faith of their parents and their godparents stands in for them. And the same is true for the anointing of the sick. So the prayers of the faithful play a particularly profound and necessary part of it. And we see that reality lived out in the beautiful image early on in Mark's gospel of the paraplegic, the paralyzed person who never gives any sort of consent, showing any act of faith really in Jesus Christ. Who does? The four that are carrying him or her and raising that person down, or I should say lowering that person down, but in a way they're raising that person up before the Lord in a spiritual way, but lowering that person down through the roof to be before Christ. And it is in their action of charity and caring for that person, that paralytic person, that Christ is able to heal. Their faith opens up the possibility of Christ's grace to impact that person. It's first a spiritual healing, the freeing from sin, and then, because of the lack of faith that goes around, Christ doubles down and shows that he has the power to also care for the body and healing that person. That act of faith shown by those people isn't something that is foreign to the church, but is something that is necessary and intrinsic to the life of the faithful in the church. Our faith can aid each other. We pray for each other all the time. I'll pray for you, you pray for me. Well, what do you think we do? We believe that in that medium of prayer that somehow God's grace can work through our prayer. in special and profound ways that we can't even begin to understand, but yet in the humility and love of the Lord, He makes it possible. So I just want to make a short little episode today reminding you all out there of the necessity that you are, the importance that you have in the relationship to that profound sacrament within the life of the church, the anointing of the sick. So next time you're caring for someone sick in your life, feel free to speak with them about this profound sacrament. And if you have someone sick in your life and they're worried about receiving the sacrament of the sick, may your faith strengthen them in their ability to say yes for the sacrament. And if they're in the hospital and can't, speak up. Call for the priest. Speak with the family around that person and call, have them call for the priest also. And as you all gather around with the presbyter of the church, may you be strengthened by the profound gift and the reality of your faith in that moment. And as the sacrament is given to that person, may the faith, hope, and the love given over to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be strengthened within you anew as you have exercised those gifts in the act of praying for the sick. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform or an app where there's a like button, click that like icon also. Also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts. You can find links to my other social media platforms, my YouTube videos, all of this at thefrankfriar.com. Also, you can email me through that website too. All of this, again, thefrankfriar.com. Thank you, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.